Welcome here to KJAN Sports for week one of the Trojan Preview. Asa Lucas here with the Atlantic Trojans head football coach Joe Brummer. Coach, thanks very much for being here with us. And how are you feeling after that win against TJ last week?
Yeah, no, it's always a pleasure. Good. You know, I think we kind of talked a little bit that it's never as good as you feel. It's never as bad when you watch the film. But overall, I thought we played really well. There were some things we could do better, secure up. Secondary-wise, we need to sure up some things. It'll help this week having Kenick back. Kenick Jewell got the clear. Go ahead, so it'll be good to have him back there. And then, you know, just some O-line stuff up front. Missed some blocks, but Tyson, Gavin, Ethan kind of made us right at times that they had a really good game. So overall, some small things, but if we have to nitpick, that's a good problem.
And also congratulations on being perfect for your point-after attempts. I believe that is one of the first times. No? Am I misremembering?
Bad snap.
Oh, yes. That's right. That's right.
That was, so our that kicker was perfect.
Yeah, the kicker was perfect.
Yes. That's right. So we had one bad snap in there. Hopefully we can fix that for you this week.
Yeah, I would appreciate that. But tell me defensively, you talked a little bit about your secondary, but what were some of the things you liked from the defensive side of the ball and the things you want to see improve on for this Friday?
Yeah, you know, we did a really good job with effort and alignment. Those are some things that we really hammered, that the kids were in the right spot. That in the secondary, you know, with Hunter Nelson, Shelton got a little banged up, so then Derek Wood had to come in. So our punter did make an appearance. Derek is our punter, so that did happen. That we had some alignment things just with they were in the right spot, but then when the play went, we had some communication breakdown. That is some stuff we need to work on. Grant Petty being a sophomore back there, Carter Hadley being a sophomore, Hunter and Sawyer Terrell being juniors in their first time playing varsity level football and like a meaningful start type of game that wasn't on special teams. That they did a good job pre-snap. Now he's got to shore up that post-snap thing. With those guys, the Wales brothers played really well at linebacker. Jake and Joaquin did a good job for us. We got Tyson O'Brien in there a little bit. Tyson's probably our most consistent linebacker, but you would expect that being his third year starting at linebacker, and Jake and Joaquin's first year. That overall, Jake and Joaquin played really well for being their first varsity start. Very pleased with their effort, their alignment, getting the defensive line set up, that they make all the calls, that they did a phenomenal job out there. So overall, you know, there's some things just post-snap wise, communicating, passing things off that we've worked on this week. And then pre-snap, I thought it was very good that overall we did a really good job with communicating and lining up properly.
And then on the offensive side of things, you kind of alluded to you really wanted to focus on the run game last week, and you executed it phenomenally. What else did you like from your offense last Friday?
The kids understood the game plan, went out and executed it. Saw some good things out of some young guys. Jack Muller was our starting left tackle, first varsity start, looked really good. You know, we were running the ball behind him. We like to pull him and Donnie on that side. I mean, it's not a secret. Those two run really well. Donovan Hennington looked really good out in space for us. Very athletic kid. Slightly undersized heart department. That Donnie does a really good job getting out there in space. You know, you can run a 4.7, 4.8. We're running toss. Like, that's huge for a lineman to be able to get out in space and help us out there. You know, Gavin looked good blocking-wise up front. We needed a little bit better angles there on some of our fullback dive, fullback trap stuff that we were kind of running into too many linemen. That there were some gaps that we were missing. But, you know, when it's fourth and one, we need a yard. That's not what we're looking for. We're looking for getting the yard. That he did a really good job there. And Tyson O'Brien was a good surprise. You know, we knew Tyson could be a good running back. He was a JV running back for us the past couple years, but not to that extent. You know, 245 yards is a really good game. Very impressive stat line for him. 25 carries might be a little much. I need to do a better job of kind of rotating there. That I don't know if we can take 25 carries over 10 games, hopefully 10 plus, if we can make a playoff run here. That's a lot of carries. That's a lot of totes on the body. That try to rotate him a little bit more with Ethan McNeil, keep him fresh, so that way, you know, we can have some longevity going forward.
Tristan Hayes had the start last Friday. What did you see from him as that starting quarterback position? What did you like?
Yeah, you know, Tristan did a phenomenal job of getting us in and out of the huddle, making sure everybody's lined up properly. The three pass plays we had, he made good decisions. You know, we had a couple bootlegs and then a 1 3-step drop that he sailed a 3-step because we noticed their outside linebacker did a great job of dropping it in the window. That then he held the ball a little bit and then kind of threw it away more than anything, that only his guy could catch it in that spot. So he did a really good job of making sure that the game was managed. We didn't have any turnovers. We didn't have silly mistakes or penalties. And trusting his guys to go make a play. You know, we had a deep post with Jarrett Hansen over the middle. Jarrett made a phenomenal play. Pass interference was on it, but he caught the ball anyway. And then Brock Goodrich made another phenomenal catch over a defender the very next play. And those guys did a great job of being in the right spot, good timing, good throws. That Tristan did a phenomenal job of managing the game. You know, we envisioned him playing wide receiver to start the year. So he really does a great job of knowing the routes, knowing where the guys go. Zayden had an unfortunate accident in practice there that he'll be out the rest of the season. But Tristan stepped up in a leadership role as a senior. He had a good summer. He made our 75% goal for our weights. You know, he was there. He is consistent. It's just a different role than what we envisioned, and he's done a phenomenal job of stepping up for us.
Speaking of, Jared Hansen had that massive kickoff return, almost took it all the way back and scored to the house. You know, what has impressed you about Jared Hansen this year, and what have you seen from him from his time in Atlantic?
Yeah, you know, effort. You know, Jared's a great effort guy. He's really turned it around off the field. You know, Jared's really involved in the church. Jared does a phenomenal job. That he's a leader for us, that he's been voted a captain by his peers. He's very heavily involved Wednesday night church group. We missed him a little bit this summer. That when he was gone, he was out at church camp and then speaking at church camps, telling his story, being very involved in his faith in the community, and that's awesome to see in a young man. So Jarrett's doing a phenomenal job of leading off the field as well as on the field. Like you said, the big kickoff return. Ethan McNeil was the other return guy on that side that Ethan – they caught the ball on the 20. Ethan had a block like on the 15 on the opposite, on the north side. And then all the way back, tried to lay another block on the 10 on the far south side. So Jarrett was the first one to like high five him, give him a hug, like tell him thank you, like that he notices the effort. He notices what his teammates are doing. And he's even had to sacrifice some stuff that we played him both ways last year, that now he's kind of just on one side of the ball offensively for us and has done a phenomenal job of stepping into that role. He hasn't complained. He hasn't said anything where I could do this, I could do that, that he's done a great job of accepting his role, doing the best at his role, and being a leader on that side of the ball for us.
Looking towards this Friday, you got Clark. You won last year against them on the road. There's a 47-33 victory. And what are your expectations about Clark in this matchup on Friday?
Yeah, you know, it's the same thing that we always want to do. We want to run the ball, we want to limit turnovers, and we want to have no silly penalties type of thing. That's always our goal. That's always our mindset. But we got to shore up some things up front. We got to do a better job getting to the second level, making sure that we get those guys back out in space, and we probably need to throw the ball a little bit more. Three passing attempts is great if you're a run-heavy offense like we are, but we got to be able to show some balance and some versatility that we need to work on us. We need to make sure we get some timing and stuff down on that. And then, you know, Clark's just dangerous because you don't know. You know, new head coach, that he's done a phenomenal job coming in, changing the program, changing the culture, and he's getting some good buy-in some from younger guys in the program that – you know, they're dangerous because we don't know what they're going to run on offense. We don't know what they're going to line up on defense. That it's a big mystery, and they've seen us play a game, so they know what to expect. That they're going to probably be better prepared the first couple series than we are. That it's all about making sure that we can make those in-game adjustments, make sure we can adjust on the fly and communicate with the kids the best that we can to make sure that they're in the right position to make plays.
1-0 start to the year is always great. That's going to bring a lot of energy. How do you sustain that for Friday, making sure kids aren't going to get depleted energy-wise or lose some sort of motivation?
Yeah, you know, you got to have the Monday helmet check. Make sure the helmets get back on, their heads aren't getting too big. That I think our kids are still hungry. You know, we talk about our goals, that one game doesn't define us, positive or negative. You know, it's a 10-game season for us, that we got to sustain that longevity and make sure energy and practice is good. You know, our heads are screwed on straight. We know what time to be at things. We know where to line up. That, you know, it's a bigger picture than just that one first game. It's a great first step. Don't get me wrong. It's a positive thing. It's a great thing. But, you know, the expectations are changing. You know, last year I think I would have walked around the community and people would have said, you know, great job, excited, this and that, but we've gotten more pushback and feedback where it's like, now yeah, you're supposed to win, yeah, you're supposed to do this, we're supposed to run the ball, that stuff, that you know, that the expectations are changing. I think the kids notice that, the kids are buying in on that. You know, the community's really, you know, raising that level of we need to win and we should win. So I think I don't have to do a whole lot because the kids know that they're doing a great job of coming to work every day, positive attitudes, and making sure that, you know, the work's never done until the final season is over.
Absolutely. Again, that's the Atlantic Trojans head football coach Joe Brummer joining us here on the Trojan Preview. Good luck on Friday, Coach.
Appreciate it. Thank you.